Hi, welcome to The Ethical Life. This is Kevin McNabb. Hi, Kevin McNabb here. Welcome to today's episode. What I want to do is talk to you about the power of the two words, I am, as well as the law of attraction. Now, we all use the words I am in some form or another, but the question really comes down to is, are you using them in a positive way or a negative way? I find quite often listening to people are really using them in a negative way. And here's the principle behind things. Whatever follows the two words I am is exactly what you're going to attract into your life and exactly what you're going to get in your life. Here's an example. I've used the term I am blessed, or I am happy, I am successful, I am positive. That's going to attract those things into your life. If you happen to use terms such as I am lonely, I am unhappy, I am angry, I am in debt, those are the things you're going to attract into your life. So let me ask you this question. What are you asking? What are the words that follow I am in your life? And what I notice is we all sabotage ourselves in some form or another, some less than others, some incredibly more than others. When I walk the streets and I'm riding public transit or whatever the case may be, I listen to people and I often hear the two words I am, and then I really listen to what follows that, because that will determine and help me understand where that person's life's going to go. See, back in 1985, I was introduced to the concept of personal development. And one of the theories was, and the suggestions to me was, you know what, Kevin, you're a good person, nice guy, but here's what I recommend. Keep your name, keep your smile, and change everything else. Well, I was first a little insulted by that, but then I realized that, you know, I need to change. I need to really take control of my life. Language and the words we choose in our life are very, very important. And the power of I am is incredible. And for literally 20 years, I used these affirmations of I am blessed, or I am positive, or I am powerful. And they worked incredibly well for me. And then I had a real setback in my life where I had gone through a divorce and lost a business and became homeless and such. And I was talking to a friend of mine, and he asked me, you know, what was going on, and give me some background, some feedback on what was happening. And as I was talking, I could see the smile on his face because I was having a Skype conversation with him, and he's just smiling. I said, well, you know, what I'm talking about is not to make you smile. And he's like, no, I'm smiling because I think I know what your problem is, or at least a catalyst to what your problem is. And we went on to diagnose literally that I had changed my language. I had taken the I am positive statements and turned them into I am negative statements. And the moment I changed those back and started really re-implementing to my life the positive affirmations, that's when my life started to really to take an uphill swing. And things like my mindset, my attitude, and the things I was attracting into my life totally changed. So here's really the question. What are you attracting into your life? What messages are you using? What affirmations? Are you familiar with affirmations? How to use them? The concept is very straightforward. You voice them on a daily basis. You want to read them over. You want to meditate on them. And you want to go over them on a daily basis. You want to speak them out loud and articulate them. You don't want to mumble them. Okay, and you always want to keep them short and very, very positive. So what I'd like to do and kind of end this video is I want to give you, you know, some of my top affirmations, and hopefully these will serve you. Here's an example of them. There's about 97 of them, so I think you're going to get one or 97 out of this bunch. Something like, I am a magnet, I am young, I am abundance, I am worthy, I'm accepted, I am wonderful, I am alive, I am wise, I am anointed, I am whole, I am approved, I am what I desire to be, I am attractive, I am well able, I am beautiful, I am wealth, I am blessed, I am vitality, I am blissful. I am victorious. I am calm. I am vibration. I am color. I am valuable. I am confidence. I am upbeat. I am confident. I am unlimited. I am creative. I am tolerant. I am undetermined. I'm determined to be a better person. I am thoughtful. I'm disciplined. I am thin. I am divine energy. I am thankful. I am divine mind. I am talented. I am successful. I'm strong. I am empowered. I'm strength. I'm energetic. I'm secure. I am energy. I'm responsible. I am enlightened. I am relaxed. I'm equipped. I'm redeemed. I am everything. I'm radiant substance. I'm excellence. I'm qualified. I'm focused. I'm pure. I'm forgiven. And many, many more. I can go on. There's 97 of them and probably a lot more. My comment, and really the reason I'm here, is we have a choice in life. The words we choose are our own. No one gives them to us. No one chooses them for us. We get to choose those. So what are you choosing? Each and every day, the words we use can be empowering or incredibly toxic. And I'm here to suggest that we take control of our words today. Start each day off with I am statements that are positive. Meditate on them. And all day long, as you're going through your daily routine, just I am positive statement. I am positive statement. Let me tell you, you do that for a few days, like 30 days as an example, to create a habit. And believe me, you are going to see a mindset change, an attitude change, and you are going to see the things that you attract into your life become incredible. I look forward to serving you. I hope this has been very positive for you. I look forward to seeing you on the next video. Have an awesome day. Hey everyone, it's Kevin. Did you like this episode? Be sure to subscribe to the next one and tell a friend about us. If you want free resources and world-class training on leadership, ethics, and peak performance, visit me at kevinmcnabb.com and enter your name and email for our newsletter list. Until next time, stay passionate and go out there every day of your life and make a difference.